إن شاء الله الله يخليهم everybody and Afeel Chachanika. We have in this week's Parasha, Parashas Vayeshev, the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Chazal described that this act of Yehuda, that he said Tzadka Mimeni, this act of Yehuda that he said Tzadka Mimeni is the source of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Yehuda in Parshas Vayechi, Yehuda Ata Yaducha Achecha. This event is such a major event that Klal Yisrael, Chazal say Klal Yisrael are called Yehudim because of Ata Yaducha Yehuda. Medrash also says another medrash that Leah, she took the pelech of Hadar. Leah took the profession of Hadar. Yatzimenu bali Hadar. Very interesting medrash. Medrash mixes two words: the fact that Yehuda admitted, the fact that Yehuda said, "I did the wrong thing." Tzadka Mimeni. That's Bali Hadar, and Leah said, "Hapam oide es Hashem." So there's a confusion over here. The two words mean two different things. By Leah, it was Hapam oide es Hashem. It was Hadar. She praised Hashem. By Yehuda, it's he admitted that Tzadka Mimeni. He admitted that he did something wrong. He admitted that Tamar was expecting from him. And the two things are interconnected in Chazal. The Haidah of the Haidah, quote unquote, Haidah's Baal Din of Yehuda, and the Haidah, the praise that Leah gave. The Alter from Kelm in Chelik Beis of Chochma Musar, in his first Maimer on Tefillah, he explains something very basic. Why is Tefillah called Avoida? The baseline word Avoida in the Torah is Tefillah. Why is Tefillah called Avoida? L'chaira, Tefillah is a shopping list of demands, of bakashas. Says the Alter from Slobodka, shouts like this: the entire Mahos of Olam Hazeh is a world of Siba Mesaviv. The entire world of Olam Hazeh is a world of cause and effect. It's a world of cause and effect. And we don't see the Eibishter. We probably don't see the Eibishter. And the purpose of tefillah is to serve Hashem. What serving Hashem means, as I'm going to bring down now from the Ramban and Parshas Bo, serving Hashem means to recognize the fact that the Eibishter is everything. There's no cause and there's no effect. That's what serving Hashem means. So a person lives in a world of cause and effect where a person could ignore the Eibishter. And the Avoida, serving Hashem, means standing in front of him and saying to him, "No, everything's from you." Says the Alter from Kelm that the way we express that is by coming with a shopping list and saying to the Eibishter, "Everything I need, I need from you." But all that's just a way of expressing our total dependency on the Eibishter, that the world doesn't work with cause and effect, but the world works with, it's you. And that's why tefillah is called avoda, because the real meaning of tefillah is that I say that everything I have is from the Eibishter. The Ramban says in the end of Parshas Bo, it's a famous Ramban. The Ramban over there, what's more famous about the Ramban is the last piece where he says that the small nisim are megala and the big nisim. But before that, the Ramban says a lashon like this. The Ramban's lashon is he says, "Lefichach amru, hevizor b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura." In Avos Beis Aleph, Chazal said, treat an easier mitzvah as a mitzvah chamura. Why? He says, why? Shekulon chamuros, b'chaviva is moed, they're all beloved. Why? Shebechol shah sha'adam moedah b'hen le'alaykov. Whenever a person uses the mitzvah to be moedah to Hashem, the kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs shenam ve'elokeinu v'noy de'elof shu baranu. The purpose of all the mitzvahs is that we should be moedah to Him, that He created us. V'hi kavanas ha-yitzira, that's the purpose of creation, says the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo'i. She'en lanu tam acha v'yitzira rishayna. Ve'en la'elyon v'tachtayinim chefetz. Eibush only has one rotzen. Sheyeda ha'odom, person should know v'yoyde le'elokev sheboi, should praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created him. And then he continues, the kavanas roimus hakol betfila, and that we daven. The kavanas bote knesios, and that we have shuls. V'schus tfilas harabim. Zehu is only for one purpose. Sheyil v'nei odom mokum yiskapsu v'yoydu lokel sheborom v'himtzim v'yifarsimu zeh. That people should gather together and they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created them. V'yomru lefanav, they should say, B'yosecha anachnu. They should say, we are your creations. That's the whole purpose of all the mitzvahs. And that's why there's no chiluk between a mitzvah chala and a mitzvah chamura. Because maybe there's a difference in the einish, and maybe there's a difference in the severity of the mitzvah itself. But, here's the big but clapping the purpose of the mitzvah, that it's a the mitzvah is a to declare and to proclaim B'yosecha Anachnu, there's no difference. And that's the purpose of all tefillahs. And that's the purpose of all davening. And that's the purpose of all shuls. That we should miskabetz and say to the Eibishter, B'yosecha Anachnu. What's the pshat on that? That's the whole avodah, that's the whole life, that's the whole mitzvah, that everything. The pshat's like this. The Ramban means what the Alter from Kalm said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into Olam Hazeh, into a world of cause and effect where we don't see the Eibishter. And the job in this world of cause and effect is to be able to step out of that cause and effect dynamic and see, no, it's all the Eibishter. That's why tefillah is called avodah. That's called serving Hashem. You want to be an Eved Hashem? Eved Hashem means that I recognize that it's the Eibishter. That's the whole avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in a place where He's Ne'elam, Olam comes to the world, Nister. And the Eibishter put you in a place where He's Ne'elam, Olam, Nister, concealed, and you have to find Him. And tefillah is a hechatimsa. Tefillah is a vehicle, how we find Him, and we say, B'yosecha Anachnu. That's the whole process. By the way, why is that the whole avodah? Because there's a certain amount of shach. If a person denies that there's a bayrei, so he's a free man. If you proclaim that there's a bayrei, B'yosecha Anachnu, that means you were created by Hashem. So then, obviously, there's a purpose. What is the purpose of your creation? What are you here for? What are you doing here? Why did He create you? V'chulu. Stay in this Ramban. What the Alter is saying, that's the avodah, that's called serving Hashem. Everything is to say B'yosecha Anachnu, and a person's job is to be Yoydel Hashem, Moydel Hashem. There's a famous Pachad Yitzchok. He said a Moydel Kazach that the word Moydah Hoydah, which means admit, we're learning about Metzia now. Hoydah is Baal Din, and the word Hoydah praise are rooted in the same thing. The pshat's like this: the Gemara says about Metzia that in order for something to be called Hoydah, it has to be something they're able to deny. Something they're able to deny, and you admit, that's called the Haidah, that's called I admit it. The praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Haidah, meaning praise, is a result of the fact that a person's Moida, that is an Eibishter. Halloi, like the Alter says, a person could live in a world of cause and effect, of Helam, and deny there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could be Kafir. And Moida means no, even though I could deny that there's an Eibishter, I admitted that there's an Eibishter. Admitting that there's an Eibishter is the Hidah to the Eibishter. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I admit. That's the praise. The praise to the Eibishter is the admitting, because the minute you admit there's an Eibishter, so of course you're praising Him. The Ramban says this Lashon here three times. V'noy de'elof shu baranu. V'yoy de'elof shebaroi. I wonder what he means. He means to praise or he means to admit. It's all the same thing. The praise to the Eibishter is the admitting that there's an Eibishter. The Yesod of Yehuda is the Yesod of Hoidah, Hoidah. Leah said, Hapam Oideh Es Hashem. But the ability of Hapam Oideh Es Hashem, of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is rooted in the ability to admit something which I could deny. It means a person who's not able to say tzadki v'meni, a person who can't admit that somebody else is right, a person who lives in denial, of the truth and never can admit the truth in a place where they could deny it, can never get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the dynamic that helps us admit that there's an Ebishta. So the koyach of admitting something which I could deny, that muscle, that mechanism, that dynamic is the yesod of Hidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Yehuda said, Tzadka mimeni, ata yaducha achecha, is the yesod of Leah said, Hapam oides Hashem. Chazal say, Shama Hashem kol Yehuda. Kol Yehuda is the David HaMelech, the Shira of David HaMelech. What does that have to do with the Kol Yehuda? Yehuda didn't sing, but Yehuda did sing because Yehuda admitted. He admitted something that wasn't obvious. He admitted something that was covered up. He admitted something that nobody knew. And the admitting of something which is concealed and something which I don't have to admit, that's the Yesod of HaKor and the Eibishter. That's the Yesod of Hoidah. Hapam Oides Hashem is rooted in the Tzadka Mimeni, in the ability to admit that which is not so apparent. That's why the Yesod of Chanukah is Hallel V'Hoidah. The Yesod of Yavon is the Yesod of Teva, that there's no Eibishter, that we live in a cause and effect world, and all the science and all the philosophy of Yavon is dedicated to the vacuum and the Bria, that there's no Eibishter. Everything can be measured by chemistry and biology and physics. It can all be measured. But at the end of the day, there's no Elikos in the Bria. That's the Yesod of Teva. That's Choshech HaPnei Tehoim Shechshichu Einem. What does it mean? They got dark. They couldn't see. What couldn't they see? The Choshech of Yavon is that you can't see the Eibishter in the Bria. The Yesod of the Nitzachon of Yavon is that we say B'riyasecha Anachnu. That's the side of the battle against Yavon. We say to the Ebishter, no, we are your creations. And therefore there's godliness in the world. That's the side of Hallel V'Hoidah, the Nitzachon of Yavon is the admitting that there's an Ebishter, and therefore praising that there's an Ebishter. Have Frelich and Chanukah, and a good Yahr to everybody, to you and your families, Kol Tov.